In May 2020, a group at Facebook AI Research and two universities published a paper on a system that could look things up before answering. Near the end, there is a small experiment. They took 82 heads of state who had changed between 2016 and 2018 and asked about each with the same question. The office filled in: who is the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom? Then they ran it twice. Nothing retrained, same system, same questions. The only difference was which copy of Wikipedia it could consult, one from December 2016, one from 2018. Start with the failure because it teaches more. Handed the copy from the wrong period, it got 4 answers in 100 right, the other way round, 12. Handed the copy that matched, about 7 in 10. Same machine, different filing cabinet, and only 21% of what it said came out the same either way. 2 readings, and I want to head off both. The first is the cheerful one: looking things up makes you right. The 4% answers that, whatever it did with the other 96, it was not declining to answer. A wrong drawer is worse than no drawer. And not a museum piece. In 2024, a Stanford-led team ran what it calls the first pre-registered evaluation of commercial legal research tools, 3 products, from 2 companies, in a market where vendors had advertised citations free of invention. Journal of Empirical Legal Studies, April 2025.
We demonstrate that the provider's claims are overstated.
They measured those products making things up between 17 and 33% of the time, and the same sentence carries the other half, still better than a general chatbot. Better, not what the page said. The second reading is the one today is most likely to cause: that the model barely matters and the software around it is what does. Hold that, the best evidence I found refuses it, and I would rather you heard the refusal from me. Yesterday ended with something above the model deciding what stays in front of it. Today the same layer decides what goes in, and, the half yesterday never reached, it is also the only thing that can act. One boundary, and everything hangs off it. A model reads text and writes text. That is the whole of what it does. Everything else a product appears to do, search, open a file, run something, remember you, is ordinary software choosing what text to put in front of it and deciding what to do with what it hands back. 2 directions, 4 moves. 1, put examples in. Show it 3 worked examples of the job, then ask for a 4th. That got its name in the paper that introduced GPT-3 on the 28th of May, 2020. Asterisk in context learning asterisk. The honest part is a footnote in it.
These terms are intended to remain agnostic on the question of whether the model learns new tasks from scratch at inference time or simply recognizes patterns seen during training.
The people who named it declined to say it was learning. 2 years later, a team led by Soo-Hun Min tested that on sorting and choosing tasks across 12 models.
Randomly replacing labels in the demonstrations barely hurts performance.
Give it examples with the wrong answers attached, and it still mostly works. What they carry is the shape of the job rather than its content, and nothing durable changes either way. When they go, it goes. 2, go and find text and put that in. Search something, pick the good parts, place them in front of the question. That is retrieval, and its problem is much older. In July 1945, an American engineer named Vannevar Bush wrote about how we file things alphabetically and then cannot find them, because minds work by association.
Selection by association, rather than indexing, may yet be mechanized.
And in the next breath, he describes the machine, a desk you store everything in, consulted at speed, and this is his phrase for it, an enlarged, intimate supplement to his memory. Finding and remembering one device in an essay with no computers in it. He invented none of the technique. He named the problem 81 years ago. 3, let it ask for something. This is the one almost everybody has backwards, so here is the vendor's own sentence from the day it shipped.
Have the model intelligently choose to output a JSON object containing arguments to call those functions.
The model outputs an object asterisk. It does not place the call. It writes down what it would like done. Software reads that, decides whether it is allowed, does it, and types the result back into the conversation as more text. The model never leaves the room, and the worked example on that page labels its middle step as running on somebody else's machine. 4. Keep something from last time and put it back. That is memory, and here is one company's own documentation on its own memory feature.
Claude only requests memory operations. Your application executes each request against storage you control.
Requests, executes. Two verbs, two parties, and never the same party. Examples, found text, a result that came back, a note kept from before. Four names for one operation in two directions. Two of the four were named 6 days apart. The 22nd of May, 2020, the retrieval paper. The 28th, the one that named in context learning. And the retrieval paper is not quite the thing that inherited its name. It describes, in its own words, a fine-tuning recipe, the finding half and the writing half trained together. Then December 2021, and WebGPT, which let a model use a web browser. It had 10 things it was permitted to write, search this, click that, quote this part, and a rule about everything else.
If a model generates any other text, it is considered to be an invalid action.
And on memory, a parenthesis from the same paper. Each step began from a fresh context, so, in their words, the only memory of previous steps is what is recorded in the summary. Memory, in 2021, is already a note somebody else keeps. June 2023. OpenAI makes that an ordinary product feature. November 2024. The Model Context Protocol, routinely described as giving models new powers, though its own announcement says the problem it solves is that every new data source needs its own custom implementation. It is a standard for plumbing. It does not choose an action, and it does not authorize one. Now the part that cuts against everything I have just told you. In January, a large group led from Stanford and the Laud Institute compared 6 products across 16 models, 32,000 runs, with error bars. 16 of those models ran through more than one product. The gaps go from 3/10 of a point to nearly 17, and they go both ways. One Google model did better in a plain, scaffold the researchers wrote than in Google's own product. One OpenAI model did better in OpenAI's. So the effect is real. Now the correction, and it is the most useful thing I read all week. A team from University College London, Nanjing University, and Tencent built their own terminal benchmark from real recorded sessions. One model, 4 applications, a spread of 17.5 points, then a second column, the same figures, minus the tasks where the plumbing crashed before the model got a turn. There the spread falls to 7.5. Most of the gap was not the model doing better. It was runs that never started. What did not shrink was the bill. Across those 4, cost per solved task ran 8-1.
Agent frameworks mainly affect cost effectiveness rather than the underlying capability ceiling.
One last thing, and it is ours. On day 1, I passed on a rule: treat differences under 3 points with skepticism until you know the setups matched. Of those 16 gaps, 5 are under 3. The rule cuts our own evidence, and I am not going to skip it. 2 things, each on a page, on a date. 1. By May 2024, LexisNexis had a post up promising that its linked legal citations were free of invention, and, in the same paragraph, that no tool of this kind delivers 100% accuracy. Both sentences together. Then the page changed. Between the 21st of June and the 10th of August, 2025, the title lost the promise, and so did the sentence beneath it. Free of invention became verified and reliable. The address still spells out the old phrase, which is how you find it, and the sentence that never changed is the modest one. Why it was edited, I will not tell you. The captures are dated and you can walk them yourself. 2. 9 days ago, on the 1st of September, Anthropic's release notes recorded something small that is exactly today's idea. On the two models named in that entry, you can no longer force a tool call. The setting that meant you must use a tool now returns an error, leaving asterisk choose for yourself asterisk and no tools asterisk. What is withdrawn is the ability to make the model ask. One idea, a model reads text and writes text. Everything else is software, choosing what goes in front of it, deciding what to do with what comes back. And the honest half, which is not what I expected. On the evidence I could find, that software changes what the work costs far more reliably than whether it succeeds. Sometimes it moves the score enormously. Sometimes most of the movement turns out to be the plumbing falling over. If anybody tells you they know the split, ask for the experiment. Two doors I am opening and not walking through. The same route that brings in useful text can bring in text written by somebody who is not you, and what protects you is not the model being clever. It is the software refusing to act on it. That is a whole episode, and it is coming. And a single tool call is not, by itself, an agent. Tomorrow we go backwards. All of this has been about the text somebody puts in front of it. Tomorrow, the text it was built out of, where that came from, and who chose. That was day 6. Thank you for listening.